Welcome to Duty Go with Bookmakers at todutygowithbookmakers.podbean.com. Thanks for dropping by. Today we're going to talk about Abacus Longing. Abacus Longing was a novel I wrote because I was frustrated with the novel I was writing, so I switched to another novel, which was a continuation of another novel. So basically, this is the second of three novels that I've written in the last 6 months. I think that's quite an accomplishment. In the last few months, I've written a bunch of novels. I'm working on another novel. I hope to finish it sometime in the next few weeks. Actually, the next few days is when I hope to finish it. And someday, I think I'll put them all up in an ebook format and a regular format. I have over here on my workbench four novels that need to be cased in. They're all sewn up. They've got a mall on the side and everything on the end, on the one edge, not the fore edge, the opposite spine edge, and they're just waiting to be put together. And I'm putting them on computers so that I can make an ebook out of it. And I've been working on covers. By working on covers, I've noticed that everybody who says anything about covers online says hire a professional. I do not have that kind of cash. Professionals are very good at what they do. And they charge for it. Then they're charging for like $400 or $500, and I don't have that kind of money to spend. Maybe if I put them up on ebooks with my covers, they'll be okay on making covers later. I have one complaint about professional covers, and that one complaint is they look for a genre to match. So if it's a horror genre, you're going to have a dark castle with a light on and maybe some blood someplace. If it's romance, you're going to have a long-haired, bare-chested man on a horse or something like that. If it's a mystery, you're going to have a fedora. I don't write any of those. I write something completely different. I don't write genre. I guess my genre would be strange. For example, reincarnation shows up a lot. Reverse reincarnation shows up a lot. And, of course, it's not a linear story. I have a couple of books that are very linear, but some are Tarantino-esque. They jump around all over the place. But at the end, if you read it all the way to end, if you can handle it all the way to the end, if I don't bore you to tears all the way to the end, at the end, you'll find yourself understanding most of everything, unless I've made a terrible error. Anyway, I don't have the money for a professional cover right now. If I ever sell enough, I will ask for a professional cover, ask someone to make me a professional cover, and see my sales zoom. Anyway, today we're going to do the Abacus Longing section. Drama, and I hope you enjoy it. Here it comes. Please enjoy. Hope to see you again next time.
Pull up my knee.
Voice verging on gravelly. Even bad for a computerized mechanical voice. She tweeted the bass a bit. It sounded worse. Like her ornithology professor with adenoid problems, coughing and hacking through a lecture on the eye construction of the gyps fulvus. More densely packed cones on the graph, resulting in more precise details, more vivid, more and colors. Raptors in general can see more than we can, much more. Ultra violet light, for example, very visionary. She hit Command-Z and retweaked the pitch and tempo. It sounded less like a horse whore's whine for cash, but she was getting too tired to deal with it. She clicked on the magnifying glass icon, dragging it over to the up-nitty part. She positioned the cursor neatly between the puh of up and the n of nitty. A click, a swipe with her bandaged left hand, and the nitty was relegated to the garbage icon. You're the only left-handed technician I know, at least here. She immediately knew whose ghost menaced behind her, his silhouette dark against the light sneaking in from the hallway.
Most men,
she answered, imitating her digitally produced mechanical female growl. Ouch, that doesn't sound sexy enough for Navy pilots. It doesn't have to be sexy. It needs to be, she hesitated, then punched in three random numbers for the pitch.
Obeyed.
She sounded authoritarian, stern, demanding. Stan remained quiet. She scrolled quickly left and let the cursor go. And that is chapter one of Abacus Longing. And in chapter twos, three, and four, we meet other characters in other plots, in other stories that all meet someplace, maybe at the end, but that's not going to be our concern right now. Our concern right now is to say thank you for listening to the end. Hope to see you again. Thanks for dropping by. Bye-bye.